Good evening, Monte Alto Early College High School. My name is Roger Olivares. I'm a retired band director, fine arts director from Rio Grande City. And I had the honor of meeting you all last week at the Raymondville contest. And I get to see you again. So I'm very excited about that. Excited to see how much progress we made in 1 week. Want to wish you the best of luck, not only at tonight's performance, but especially as you keep on working towards your Pigskin, your UIL contest, which will be here in 2 weeks. Want to wish you the best of luck in your preparations for that and make every effort to try and make every rehearsal, you know, a little bit more secure than the one before. And I think if we make progress every day, that'll increase your chances of doing well at UIL.
Cleopatra's Gold includes the movements Searching the Sahara and Sleepy Cube.
Looking forward to your show.
Drum majors Gina Aguirre and Gabino Cardenas, you may begin your performance for the La Feria ISD Marching Invitational.
Very nice setup on the field. I like the use of the props. Very, very good, you know, nice effect. I like the color guard uniforms. I like how the blue part is blowing with the wind. It gives it a nice effect. Make sure that we match our horn angles. One of our trumpets is slightly lower than the one before. Just great job, trumpet. Great job. We'll see if we can work on centering that tone just a little bit more. That way we can project it a little bit more. To listen to your pitch there, trumpets. Yeah, we got to see if we can agree on our pitch there a little bit better on that last note. Yeah, we lost support. We lost our pitch center. Build toward the end there. Make sure we're in step, trumpets. Make sure we're in step as we're marching down there. Yeah, we got to feel the beat a little bit better. Dee-da-da-da. Don't rush to the downbeat. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Yeah, our set is not setting and getting from set to set. We need to make sure that we're keeping the beat with our feet. I would recommend maybe just a little bit of maybe tracking, whereas you put the band like on the, say, goal line and you march across to like the 40-yard line, just playing the song. We're playing maybe 16 counts or 32 counts, making sure that they know where left is and where right is. Left, right on the particular parts of the measure. And I think that they can then carry that over. They can carry that over to what they're doing in the drill. That was a nice little scatter drill. I like that. Very effective. Percussion is very well balanced. Don't rush. Ti-da-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ti-da-ta-ta. Make sure that we check our articulation there just to create more clarity. But we need to hear some a little bit more of the middle voices if we have any in the band. Just don't lose energy. As you hold on to that note, don't lose energy. Yeah, a lot of the issues that I'm seeing are like set arrivals, you know, going from once and then set departures. Like, when do we go to the next set? Make sure that we know exactly where that point in time is, and then also we got to double check and make sure that we are stay in step as we're getting there. For me, this is too much dead time. I don't know if we had some kind of malfunction or something. I think that's what's happening, but hopefully that won't happen. It's too much dead time between movements. I mean, if that happens at UIL, it happens. There's nothing you can do about it, but try and see if we can avoid that. pretty sound here. Nice. I would like to hear more on the flute solo, please. Make sure that we raise the volume there a little bit. Remember, this is a stadium where you're going to play, and it's not carrying up here to where we are. Da 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 da. Bring that out, whoever has that, please. Dee da dee da da. Just center the tone just a little bit more, and then trumpet, listen to your pitch. Keep the, again, exactly when do we start marching backwards? We got to make sure that we get to that point and then take a step backward. It was like an accordion there. Check your trumpets here. Yeah, there's something not sounding quite right here in your high brass. Check your spacing there. 40-yard line behind the trumpets. Check your pitch. You gotta give me a better tones. Give me better tones. Yeah, try your best to produce a little bit better sound. Okay, I'm kind of hearing the flute now. But again, I think that could be mic'd a little bit more. And that last note, you got to tune it, the last chord, tune it and hold it, and then make it just taper away. You know. Yeah, some sections of that sounded really good. Some sections of I'm talking of the movement sounded really good, but there were some sections there where your trumpets, you might want to rescore. Or maybe have them, you know, cut out a player or two here or there, just to make sure that we can get just a little bit better overall ensemble sound. Something didn't sound quite right there. I can't put my finger on it. Just listen to the recording and see if you don't agree. Yeah, just keep working. You know, some of that sounded more secure than it did last week, which is good because that means you're making progress. Just keep working to make sure that you're producing your best possible sounds all the time. And be more aware as you're marching where you take off from one set to the other and what beat you're on. What foot am I on here? If it's 4-4, 1-2-3-4, left will be on 1 and on 3. Right will be on 2 and on 4. You know, you need to dissect it that way so that it'll help increase your chances of staying together. And I recommended maybe doing some tracking, maybe setting up the band at the goal line at your practice field and marching them like to the 20, maybe 16 counts from the goal line to the 10, you know, so they can know, you know, and we're playing the music so they can know exactly what their feet are doing, you know, during the show. Because even though they're doing a routine over here, you know, a different marching routine, but their foot still needs to keep their time. Their feet still need to keep the time, and that's lacking in a lot of spots. So hopefully, you know, some of those things will help you. You can come up with other ideas. It doesn't have to be what I'm saying, just other ideas to help keep them staying in step. I think that'll help. Thank you very much for your performance. I enjoyed it. Want to wish you the best of luck at UIL and the best of luck as you continue your preparations for that contest. Take care, you all.